Hi, and welcome back to Growing Through the Vents. I just want to say, first and foremost, thank you so much for all of the love from episode one. I guess I should start by introducing myself. My name's Anitra, and this is episode two to my podcast, Growing Through the Vents. So, why vulnerability? Why is that the introductory topic? These have been the questions I've been getting most about episode one, and it made me realize that I did what I'm really good at doing, which is being open about previous experiences, the scars, not anything necessarily currently open that I'm trying to figure out the healing technique that it specifically needs or if it needs healing at all. But there's a few reasons why vulnerability needed to be my first topic. We're going to dive in a little deeper this episode. We're going to go over where I'm at this point and some of the newness around me. I'm working really hard to allow in rather than the fight or flight solution that I naturally want to do when it's time to be vulnerable. And as someone who used to be a people pleaser or have people pleasing tendencies, I have found that keeping all of my worlds separated selectively is often the most peaceful for me. And as I'm sure you can all imagine, having a whole lot of people, especially older brothers that just love you and want to look out for you, can be a lot, for lack of better words. And even with it being the blessing that it is, it was hard for me to have my own identity or even experience life for myself. I'll be 30 in July and I'll still get a text or call talking about so-and-so said they just saw you, or, oh my gosh, you're so-and-so sister. Wow, I remember, and someone tried to draw a memory. It's taken so much self-work to get to this point of confidence in the decisions I need to make for me rather than the ones everyone else tried to. Even if their intentions were what they felt or what they thought I needed was best for me. And I let myself sit in that box for a long time while I listened, observed, and took mental notes as others were going through their journeys. But before you're like, "Aw, Anitra," it wasn't that I didn't know I didn't have to sit there stuck in a box, but the amount of life experiences I got from my life already and watching as the boys were going through their experiences and how all of their experiences ended up impacting me, I just kind of like knew better than to have to go through any unnecessary traumas, especially the kind I was already a witness to. And now grown enough to know that some experiences are inevitably part of the journey. But I didn't feel it were necessary to go to parties and kick it. The boys did that downstairs, and I probably can guarantee they were more fun, even for me, than most parties I would have encountered. Not that all of those stories are mine to tell, but from my perspective, my nosy through the unfiltered vents perspective, I knew enough to know better for myself that my energy isn't for everyone, especially if it's going to end up with me as a nickname on someone's wall or to bring temporary or unnecessary people around. Respectfully, I, to an extent, kept myself in that box. So keeping my world separated has allowed me to have an opportunity to go through growing experiences privately, process situations, and have more control of how I blend them all together. Especially now that I try not to react off emotion as much or really at all, because I'm still trying to figure out where it's appropriate to. And boy, oh boy, are there some things I am passionate about, but definitely hold back from giving the reaction a previous version of myself would have led with. And it's most definitely not always easy, especially growing up with as many people that I grew up with or I'm related to, where you can at minimum figure out mutuals you may know with anybody you encounter. And I'm not even brought up deciding or deciphering what is and isn't in your control and how important that step is. And I'm sure we'll bounce back from past to present through this, but where to start? I think it's important to recognize your vulnerability. It really wasn't until I started to that I was able to feel the growth and it not feel like so much work. Now, I know I said I recognized my insecurities, or at least some of them, in 2016 and began to recognize that vulnerability and I had a toxic relationship post breakup, which was roughly 2020, 2021. But really, all that was planting the seed and the roots beginning to expand. The clarity I found within myself regarding my vulnerability came this year. This is the year I feel like I'm actually sprouting at 29 in 2024, which is crazy considering if you would have asked me when I was 17, I would have told you my 10-year plan, a vision which was completely different from today's realities, and I'm pretty grateful for that after all. I had to start with vulnerability, not only because I'm going to be learning more about myself through this, and have to look deeper within myself, the healed and unhealed parts of me, to be willing to open up here. But also, I expect you guys to get to know me a little more too. Even those that do know me best. And like I said earlier, typically I keep my worlds pretty separated, though I'd still consider myself private and maintaining my boundaries as a priority. I'm still very transparent and will definitely be with all of you, which isn't supposed to be taken personally by anyone in any of my roles, as I try to be clear that I know that these are my experiences and my perspectives. But I also know anyone involved at any point on my journey will have their own experiences and perspectives of even the same situations, and that's okay. But I know I had to be vulnerable enough to talk about the situations and experiences that involved or involve others. And honestly, I had to be vulnerable in order to heal all that I have healed this far, to be able to love without conditions, yet understand and willingly accept that I would much rather have what is intended for me than what I thought I wanted. Sometimes, even many times, you realize what you wanted and what's best for you don't align, and typically for the better. But to understand the difference between what you want and what's best for you can be a really thin line. To me, that's why it's most important to get to know yourself so you can trust yourself in knowing the difference. It's helped me understand that anything I may be confused about probably isn't for me. Let me explain though. Any Chiefs fan should confidently be able to tell you the game isn't over till it's over. It doesn't matter if we're down by 10 in the fourth quarter, when you know your team is going to make the moves to put them in the position to win, you move with confidence. It doesn't mean you're going to win every game, but it means that you know you're at least 10 toes down for yourself to potentially win by 11. And maybe you lose a few games more than projected. The point is to not let them stop you. So maybe you have a rough preseason or even some regular season games. It doesn't mean you won't get to the championship, let alone not get the ring. You see, there's more to vulnerability than just being vulnerable with others. It's also the first step you have to take in order to recognize anything in the mirror that you feel is worth making changes to. It's being vulnerable enough to take the steps in order for you to get the outcome you're looking for from yourself. It's one of the first steps in holding yourself accountable to your life and how you view it. For me, it helps me keep the boundary between being gentle and being soft. And like I said in episode one, how people view your vulnerability is not your responsibility, but how you let people treat it is. There are so many areas in my life right now that I'm having to push my first thoughts, my anxious fight or flight mentality to the side and just walk in faith, knowing there's always a risk. a risk that whatever path you're on will lead to what's meant to be or be a lesson along the way. And I'm a firm believer that what's meant for you will be yours, and there won't be anything or anyone to get in the way of that if you're moving with pure intentions, gratitude, and purposefully willing to grow. In economics, there's this thing called opportunity cost. It's where the phrase, "there's no such thing as free lunch," stems from, meaning that every choice, action, decision, whatever the case may be, takes away the opportunity for something else. If you get a free loaf of bread, it probably was at the expense of the baker. In marketing, it could be something as simple as product placement and not driving the sales as much as intended. But in life, it can be as complex as any of the choices that you make. There's a bigger impact to the decisions you decide on, not just for yourself, but for those around you. For instance, I try to balance a whole lot at one time. Sometimes I will put so much on my plate, you would think it would tip over, but I just tend to stay busy. I really don't mind it and still manage to get my self-care and appreciate the fact that I feel confident in knowing that God got me and I got this. But there are times where I'm just like, okay, but like, how am I going to do this? I'm a store manager, which often has me in the store more than 40 hours a week. But now my company filed for bankruptcy and we could close as early as next week. So let me still run the business, but also look for a job. And what about my team? Because what kind of leader would I be if I didn't look out for them too? And I'm back in school for marketing and advertising, and I want to get it done so I can unlock some other goals I've been holding on to. I have business plans and proposals that I'm working on with myself and with others, and I still have a whole lot of people that I try to make time for, especially my nieces, my nephews, my godbabies, and I'll drop whatever I need to at any time if they need me to. And when there is someone special that fits well in my world, that uplifts me to reach my goals the way I would them with their goals, absolutely, I give them the time to. I won't lie to y'all, though. Staying busy is a big reason the podcast got delayed. I was waiting on time to open up for me, to be able to give the attention that I wanted to. But in reality, there is no perfect time. Now, there is the right time for some things, but it doesn't mean perfect. I finally felt like this was the right time for me to start the podcast. In the midst of all the other things going on around me, this was something I knew I wanted to put somewhere on the top of my priority list. I was worried for a while about the pressure of having to stay consistent, and that was going to come with opportunity costs. It was going to be taking time away from other things, and wow, I have a lot going on right now. Can I really afford to add something to the plate? If so, what was it going to be taken away from, and was it worth the risk? So far, it feels worth the risk, and honestly, I'm glad to have adjusted my time to be able to do something that feels good to me for me. And bonus points if you guys enjoy it too. I was telling you guys earlier how I can tend to have some people-pleasing tendencies, or used to, or something that I really like work through, which I had to pry open my fist to let go of, especially if what I'm saying, doing, experiencing is going to interfere with other people's feelings or emotions. And please don't get me wrong. I 110% value and appreciate opinions and perspectives. I listen and have a sense of awareness that will most definitely hear you and take it all into consideration. But ultimately, your perspective is your perspective. And yeah, what you're saying may broaden mine, and maybe it's exactly what I need to hear. Maybe it's confirmation, but I trust myself and personally trust my relationship with God enough to know the difference for me. It's a big factor in my reasonings behind diving into vulnerability. the podcast being the most critical reason behind the topic. It's the umbrella everything else is under at this point. It's me being able to blend my worlds freely in a safe space that I'm creating with you guys. So let's dive in, shall we? Let's talk about my vulnerability that I've been facing this year within work, myself, my goals, relationships, including friends and family, and then how I took my time to get to the point to be ready to be vulnerable with someone after a breakup that was low-key more toxic than the relationship. Let's go ahead and talk about the things I would typically be more selective to talk about and start to blend my worlds together. I know you're probably like, girl, skip the work, just jump to the more interesting things, but work's a fresh one. Last week, my company informed us that they filed for bankruptcy and that our stores will begin our closing process the next day, letting customers know before we had an opportunity to reach our team to let them know. And honestly, as mad as I want to be, I knew and know anywhere I go to work for that this is a risk. That oftentimes, not every time, but oftentimes, corporations don't always see their people as people. And you can only hope that people would have more integrity and morale than Route 21 did in this situation. But really, at this point, the bigger focus is, what now? I put so much work and even so much of myself into my store and into my wonderful team that this was not the way I thought I would be stepping away. But at this point, that's no longer in my control. What is in my control are the steps I take to move forward. And ultimately, I have no doubts that there's something better in store for me. But the vulnerability comes from deciding and deciphering what that may be. Having 17 years of working experience along with the goals that I have could leave room for more trial and error situations, which is perfectly okay and bound to happen in many situations. But right now, this is the time I've been putting a whole lot of pressure on myself. Not negatively, but pressure makes diamonds when calculated properly, and I'm trying to make sure I'm applying the right amount of pressure in all the right areas right now. So trusting the decision on where I'm going to next has been a pretty frequent thought the past few days. And I know it will all iron itself out if the decision I make ends up not being the best fit, but if deciding is the one thing I have left in my control, then I hope I make the decision that best fits me. I can't express enough. It took a lot of work to get to this point, to be this positive person, this person that's just free where the shy girl used to be. Earlier, I was telling you I kept myself in a box, but that I wasn't forced to stay in there. Sometimes I would step out of it only to step right back in, and I knew I was safe and protected, and I'm blessed to know I still have access to going back there, but grown enough to know I never want to have to. And sometimes, especially for the people that knew the more sheltered version of myself, maybe even more so for those that did the sheltering, it's hard to see past the box and at all of the experiences I had to have in order to be this far away from it. To have the growth and perspective I have based on the roots of the box, but just did the work to grow past it. I really dove in to get to know myself, recognizing my cognitive behaviors and narcissistic traits that I no longer wanted to react with. To be comfortable being alone, and I went to therapy, I read books. It was almost as if I were reprogramming myself from who I thought I was going to be to just being who I am, confidently and consistently. I grew up around a lot of perspectives, around a lot of advice and guidance, and I love my not-so-little village. I wouldn't be who I am without everyone that played a part, but there are times where I have to take their advice and stand 10 toes down for the choices I make for myself, because having so many people around often leads to having a whole lot of opinions of what you have going on and what you're doing for you. And like I said, opinions and perspective are valid wholeheartedly. I value everyone's perspective and opinions. However, just because you share yours doesn't mean I will necessarily change mine. Especially if I already took your perspective, the one that you gave me, not the one I assumed, into consideration, but you're not willing to see or hear mine. Knowing I do not have control over anyone else, their feelings, emotions, actions, reactions, that I truly only have control over myself, and understanding what is and isn't in your control helps bring comfort in situations where others may not be so understanding. But again, this is when it is most important to feel confident in knowing yourself, in knowing the decisions you make will help you grow no matter the outcome. That you always know there are choices in every situation, that you're able to have healthy communication based on understanding that though you're not responsible for other people's emotions, how you communicate can really impact how receptive someone's going to be. Knowing everyone communicates differently helps me remember to not react off emotion, because I would rather clearly get my point across in hopes of a resolution or understanding than to create chaos in anyone else's world. And again, I'm going to emphasize to you that I put a whole lot of work into being this girl that I'm proud to be. 5 years ago, I was a completely different girl, which is a big reason why nobody has seen me step out with anyone else since the breakup. It's not that I haven't thought about it or maybe even want to. I am most definitely intended to be a wife one day and look forward to whenever that may be with whomever that's intended to be with. I had been at a really low point and just didn't want to make anyone else have to experience her. The overly anxious, panic attack, codependent, depressed, insecure, reliant, guilt-tripping, narcissistic version of me. The versions of me that didn't have control over my emotions. And I probably wouldn't have recognized and willingly changed those things if I didn't go through the roller coaster of the breakup, of going back and forth in the patterns that always led to the same outcomes. But I grew more conscious of the situation, which in turn made me more self-aware. I grew and paid attention to the patterns that inevitably occurred until I learned all that there was for me to gain from the experience to help me grow. Until I recognized what it was that I was trying to hold on to, but hadn't received in a long time, literal years, to even have a hold of anymore. And then realizing that what I was holding on to was feelings or emotions that could really truly only be connected back to me. I started to give myself what I was trying so hard to get from someone else and realized it shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be confusing. And maybe now I know my value a little more. I feel like majority of people go through a long breakup or the experiences of a long breakup, inevitably. But that's really a story of its own. I just realized that when you are leveling up on your growth and my experience and the experiences that I've seen around me, is you will have to go through some things over and over and over again until you figure out what you're supposed to learn from it to help you grow. Sometimes it's the same situation, but in a different form. And don't be surprised if it is reoccurring until you're certain that you're putting in the right answer. I don't just mean that with relationships, but in all areas of growth, you're going to be pushed to discomfort, to being vulnerable. There's going to be times of uncertainty. It's bound to happen. But really, there's something to gain from every situation, even the ones that hurt the most, or even the ones that you may overlook. But nonetheless, each experience you experience is yours. And how open you want to be in order to be receptive of it is up to you and how willing you are to being vulnerable. I'm sure we will dive deeper into each of these topics as episodes continue. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off here, but maybe I got you thinking a little bit or just thinking, oh, wow, this girl's a lot. Tell me something I don't know, but I hope you all got to learn a little bit more about me and peek into how vulnerability has helped me continue to elevate as I become more comfortable with the discomforts. To be more aware and to continue to have control over my emotions, there's not ever really a cap on growth, in my opinion, and there's always going to be situations that you can learn from if you're willing to. And as Aristotle said, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. For this week's episode, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite flowers, the lotus flower, to represent growing beautifully no matter where you're planted and new beginnings. Just trust yourself and trust the process. It's going to be all right. I appreciate you guys spending some time with me and being a part of this safe space. I hope you guys enjoy unconventionally growing through the vents with me and continue to grow with me into episode 3. Y'all stay blessed and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.